Xanadu.
Radio Xanadu.
Radio Xanadu.
Radio Xanadu.
Xanadu.
Xanadu. Mike Stan.
With Steve Martin.
And especially for the German listeners, nice to be back. It's Mike Stand with Steve Martin here again on a Sunday afternoon. Many thanks there to Ronnie Rodent,
Roland Rat Boy,
for the last hour, and we're on for 2 hours now. Me and Stevie. That was Eminescence with Linkin Park, their first record into this afternoon show, and that was called Bring Me to Life. This is Marilyn Manson.
Sometimes I feel like
107 FM.
To feel like I'm lying here, swimming in memories. I fear God because everything dies, babe. Got a gun in the back of my car. Despite the good sense is making my eye twitch. I've had enough of all your consolation. I'm drowning and caught in a shed tide. Take my face to the inside of the lung. Nothing to eat but failures in the backseat. Well, I met God and he had nothing to say to me.
Right before my eyes.
Whoa, that's Biffy Clyro. And a track called Living is a Problem Because Everything Dies. They're a band of jocks from Kilmarnock, if you're interested. And they've been going for quite a while, actually. 1995 or thereabouts, they started up there. But they became more well-known just a couple of years ago. 3 years ago, in fact, 2007, when their album started making a bit of an impact. So there you go, a track for you from Biffy Clyro. Before that, Marilyn Manson and their version of the old Soft Cell tune, Tainted Love, here on a Sunday afternoon on what are we on today? Xanadu on 107 FM. And Steve will be with you in a minute, Steve Martin, to tell you about another local band. And he'll also give you some more information about the station, as I'm only here now and again, more again than now. He knows a lot more than me. So I'll hand you over to Steve, and he'll tell you all about the Fireflies. Is that right, son?
Yes, the Fireflies, even.
Get it
been
right.
Playing them over the last couple of weeks. I'm going to play another track from them. Their album is called... What's it called?
I don't know.
Better to Burn is the album. Just got it up there. This is my favourite track on the album. They're actually a band from Runcorn. Their website is www.thefireflies.co.uk. And you spell fireflies, it's fire, and it's not F-L-I-E-S, it's F-L-Y-S. Yeah, different spelling. This is my favourite track on the album. It's called Molotov Rock.
Every day I love you less and less. I got to get this feeling. can't believe what you and me did sex. It makes me sick to think of you undressed. Since every day I love you less and less. And every day I love you less and less. You're turning into something I detest. And everybody says that you're a mess. Since every day I love you less and less. And less and less. I know, I feel it in my bones. I'm sick, I'm tired, I'm staying in control.
Are we on? Oh, right, yeah, every day I love you. Kaiser Chiefs and every day I love you less and less. Before that, the Fireflies from Runcorn, a local band, which Stevie will be playing some more of. Another track in
yeah,
the
second... Yeah, we'll play another track in the second
right,
hour.
Just cut in, like, don't worry about me being here. I mean, you just carry on then, go on.
Go on, carry on.
Oh, all right, then. Do you want me to carry on, or are you going to carry on?
You carry on.
Oh, all right, then. I'm going to tell you, seeing as you didn't before when I mentioned that you would... You took not a blind bit of notice of me.
Never do.
Completely not a waste of time me being here. I was going to say, I did say that you were going to give out the information, which I didn't know, which I've since acquired. Things like the email address, the text number, etka. So if anybody would like to contact us with requests or saying how grim we are and all the other...
Get them off the crap.
All the other things that people send in notes or messages about. The text number, if you've got a pen, and the email number are coming up. So get yourself a pen and a bit of paper. The reason I say that, because I was sitting at home last week and they gave out the email number while I was listening. And by the time I'd got a pen, the text number rather, by the time I'd got a pen, they'd said it. So you should have a pen by now. So if you would like to text in to Jo, who's she looks after the texts, does Jo, and the SMSs and so on. She's in Studio One, which doesn't really exist because we're all in one room, but it sounds good.
I'll give the game away.
Studio One, yeah. How many studios do you think we've got? The text number is 075-483-25107. Of course, the 107 being at the end there, which is just a coincidence. Text number 075-483-25107. And the email, radiox@rock.com. radiox@rock.com.
There we are, rotten.
Of course, it's www.radiozanadu.co.uk for the interweb site.
And we're also on MSN Messenger. Joe looks after that as well from Studio One. Yeah, not half. And that is Xanadu997@rock.com. Put that into your MSN thingy, Bob, and you can chat to Joe online and she'll pass things on to us. She won't really. She doesn't even talk to us, but it doesn't matter. You get something played a little bit later when a proper jock comes on. What have we got next?
Paranoid.
Fill it with my
Radio Xanadu.
Radio Xanadu.
Radio Xanadu.
Xanadu.
Track from a band called Creed, and it's called My Sacrifice, back to 2001 from the album Weathered, which was a hit in the UK back then. If you remember the name of the band, it got to number 18, got to number 1 in the US. While that was playing, we were just looking up a little bit on the old internet, me and Steve here, about Creed, and we find out that they come from Tallahassee, the capital of Florida. So that brought to mind a track I remember, but Steve's got no idea.
Absolutely no idea.
I remember this when I was about 30, 35. It's a track from a chap called Freddie Cannon, which may or may not be familiar to you. It's like the
this
old...
This is crap, you know, Cannon. You're going to get fired.
It's like a situation you may have heard of another couple of jocks called Radcliffe and McConey, who appear on another radio station. And every week they have a little system of a thing called the chain.
The chain.
The chain. Where somebody will ring into the station and suggest a track which corresponds to a track played last week in The Chain. So we've decided that as the Creed are from Tallahassee, we're going to play a track from 1959, when I was Steve's age, from Freddie Cannon. This is called Tallahassee Lassie. Marvellous track.
It was crap. It was absolutely crap.
Oh, that takes...
Don't blame me, Steve. Oh, you're in bed anyway, so don't blame me.
That takes me back to my childhood, I tell you. I remember that first time around. Can you believe that? But I haven't heard it. I don't think I've heard it since 59.
Not surprised. It's crap. What a
pure rock and roll, that son. That's what it used to be like. And he had a couple of other big hits as well. Palisades Park and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Yeah, you don't remember those neither?
No, and we're not playing them.
Anyway, that was Freddie Cannon. Right back to 1959 and a bit of pure rock and roll. That's, well, I suppose, rock and roll-ish. Palisades Park. No, it wasn't. It was Tallahassee Lassie.
Tallahassee Lassie.
Even I can't. What are we doing? You're listening. You should be listening to Xanadu, Radio Xanadu, the station that rocks, as they say, as opposed to the boat, on 107 FM and on the internet, www.radiox. www.radioxanadu.co.uk. Take it, Steve.
Right, what we're going to do now. Last week I featured a band, Liverpool band called Buzz Radio. We're going to play another one of their tracks. You can find them on MySpace. It's MySpace/1BuzzRadio, and that's a number one. 1BuzzRadio, all one word. And the track is called Don't You Make a Fool Out of Me. This is Buzz Radio.
Can't run and hide away from me. You can't see the things
that I can see. You're dripping on your toes. You know it, yes, it shows. Don't you make a fool out of me. Friends and all your freaks and passers-by. Thinks the sun shines out of your behind. I know it won't be long before it all goes wrong. Don't you make it feel out of me.
Yeah. see the wolf in his eyes. He's undressed you, he's already messed with you. It's just yourself that you'll despise. He's always on his own. You'll still let him take you home, girl. He's out for number one. Mr. Hit and Run, Mr. Hit and Run, Hit and Run, Hit and Run, Hit and Run.
That's a track that I first played back in November, a full 3 months before Tony Hollis played it last week. That's Mark Wright, ex-DJ of Xanadu and ex-colleague of my friend here.
I remember Mark Wright. I remember him back in the days of Kiss. Is that right?
Yes, that's the one. That's a track called Hit and Run. Hopefully Mark will be having a new single coming out soon and we will play that on Xanadu. Right, let's liven it up a bit. How about the Buzzcocks?
You okay? You okay? You okay, Daddy? And are you okay? You okay? smooth criminal. So we came to the outway. It was Sunday, but a black day. I could make a salutation, selling hot beat, intimidation.
Xanadu 107 is the station. Mike Stand, that's me. I'm along with Steve Martin this afternoon here on 2 hours worth of music for you. Mixture of rock and pop. We're going to try and make it more rock in the second half for you. The station that rocks, Xanadu. And that was the Alien Ant Farm. And a hit single in the UK way back in 2001. Their version of the Michael Jackson Smooth Criminal. They're from California. They've been going for about 15 years now. And still know very little about them.
Right, what we're going to do now, we're going to do a little bit of a tribute. I think I only found out last week that the lead singer from the Alan Parsons Project died in December. His name was Eric Wolfson. What we'll do, we'll play one of their classic hits from the 80s. This is Eye in the Sky.
And I ain't gonna take any more. Believe me, the sun find another fool like before. Cause I ain't gonna live anymore believing some of the lies, while all of the signs are deceiving. I am the eye in the sky looking at you.
slight variation for you there, a bit of a surprise. That's a band, another Californian band, funnily enough, called Korn. And they're a band who've been going for near on 17 years, still in existence, and their version of Another Brick in the Wall. I've got a lineup for you for the rest of the day here on 107. It's just past midday. God, we've done an hour already.
Oh, yeah.
I'm lost. I don't even know what day it is. What is it? Sunday.
Sunday. Yes, he's not normally out of his pit at this time.
That's true.
I dragged him out of his pit down here to entertain you. It's actually just gone 1 o'clock.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I didn't mean just past midday. It's an hour past midday. We're with you till two, and the lineup for the rest of the day, if you're interested, 2 till 3 as usual. We have Radar Roy, 3 till 5, Tony Hollis, and 5 till 6, Eric Shin. Think about it. 6 till 8 is a new metal overload, and who's doing that tonight? It's the same two, is it?
All right, same two. The lads who were down the dock last night, DJing down the dock, the new metal overload.
Oh yes. 8 till 10, Steve West. 10 till 12, Joe King, and 12 till 2, the amazing Russell Bland.
Very amazing.
Okay, so you're with me, Mike Stand, and Steve Martin at the moment. And what was that then? Somebody poking their head through the door.
Just poking their head around the door, yeah. The tea lady.
The tea lady, yeah. That's a point. It's time for a coffee, I think. Just going back to America, going back to California. Korn were from California, coincidentally. They started back in about 93. And here's a band that started back in 1994. And they're called Offspring.
Was it 84?
Oh, sorry, was it 84?
I think it
was. Was it 1984?
I think it was.
I can't read my own writing here. Possibly, probably, yeah. They originate from a place called Huntington Beach on the coast just outside of Los Angeles. I remember I was there in the late 80s delivering a car, passing time of day as I was in the time. And this was a hit in, it wasn't so much a hit. This was from an album back in 2000. The album was called... What was the album called? You remember that?
I can't remember.
Oh, Something of One.
Conspiracy of One.
That's the one.
Conspiracy of One.
Conspiracy of One. And this is a track called Vultures.